canceled. Duffy is canceled. We're live from the Cancel Valley podcast.
Oh, that's what so the funny. Fuck?
That's great.
Welcome back to another episode of Central Valley Podcast. I'm your host, Micah D'Ailey, a filmmaker, photographer, and a dude passionate about his community. This podcast focuses on the talented individuals that make up the Central Valley of California, as well as people who are passionate about what they do. The Central Valley has gotten a bad rep, and we're here to change that. If you enjoy what we're doing, we kindly ask that you download each episode, subscribe to our YouTube, and leave a rating and review on whatever podcast app you're using. And once again, thanks for tuning into another episode of Central Valley Podcast.
How much does a peace of mind cost? I'm paying whatever, I write it off. I thought the paper would bring a nigga some joy, bring a nigga some peace. What you do when your hunger not satisfied by the fees? And a lady with your baby look at you like you a piece, and she'd rather be at peace than have you in between the sheets. And the only time that you communicate is over beats. So the tension's so thick that y'all could barely fucking speak. Couple hours turn to days, couple days turn to weeks, couple weeks turn to months. Got you down in the dumps. Once you lose your confidence, it's hard to shoot through the slump. It's hard to be patient with yourself, let alone trying to wait for someone else. Bunch of empty promises and wishes, glass half empty and the sink full of dishes. When you treat the ones you love like these bitches, with the perspective that the ocean full of fishes. You win the game and no one cares about the misses. You lose the game and all they talk about is the misses. The cycle's vicious for a man trying to better himself, make the cheese and grate the cheddar himself. You can see in his eyes and he smiled that he belly himself. When somebody gonna get him some help? When somebody gonna read between the songs and try to figure out what's wrong? Could tell something's off ever since he got on. Maybe it's the pressure connecting through a phone, trying to build an audience from the backyard of his home. Surrounded by community but still feel alone. I wrote this prematurely, gonna hit different when I'm gone. I never took the summer off, never took the winter off, never took the fall off. Fuck it, I fall off. Lucas Quinn sound stripped down, took it all off. If you ain't ready for this work, then nigga call off. Millions in my call log. I've been turning money now, laughing at they offers, probably think I'm acting funny now. Just ain't got the mind or the time to show up. They don't tell you about the casualties that come with blowing up. Don't tell you the anxieties that come with growing up. Tell you how this shit go down when everybody know you. Everybody know your name, everybody know your face. Hard to enjoy your meal when everybody wants your plate. And you get that shit away, hoping that it bring you peace. What you do when they hunger not satisfied by the feast? What you do when you no longer wanna dance or wanna speak? Wanna tell them how you feel because they judge you every week. Cause they judge you every post from what you wore to how you spoke. Got you missing old days of being unknown and broke. Way before you had cloud and niggas told you keep hope. Before Double XL started rigging all the votes. When the drugs used to be the only shit that helped you cope. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. How much does a peace of mind cost? I'm paying whatever, I write it off. I thought the paper would bring a nigga some joy, bring a nigga some peace. What you do when your hunger not satisfied by the feast? I never took the summer off, never took the winter off, never took the fall off. Fuck it, I fall off. Lucas Quinn sound stripped down, took it all off. If you ain't ready for this work, then nigga, call off. Call off. There's niggas who really want to do the work. You should call off. You in the way of a nigga who really want to get this work done. You should call off.
This podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Once again, that's 209-554-1715. You can visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. Thanks again, Marcus. This podcast is brought to you by Bijung Free Merced. Everyone has stuff that is taking up space, but not everybody has the time or equipment to do something about it. And that's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have junk overtaking your garage, yard, that spare room, or even a storage unit, give Bijung Free Merced a call at 209-233-1519. Once again, it's 209-233-1519. He'll give you an estimate, and the best part about Bijung Free Merced is that he will clean up the mess for you. So you just point, and he'll clean it up for you. You know how he's not going to drop off a trailer and make you do the work. He's going to make sure that he does the work for you guys. So go ahead and give Scott Levesey a call at 209-233-1519. Thanks again, Bijung Free.
Shout out Duffy, shout out Micah.
This is it. Central Valley Podcast.
Hey, big shout out Central Valley Podcast. You know I had a fuck with it. Hey, shout out Central Valley Podcast.
You can take it off now. You're good. Oh, you missed Mally saying shout out, dude.
Yes.
LaRussell, thank you so much for coming on. You were our guest goal for this season. Like last year was dope as YOLO.
We had
dope
as YOLO. Goal?
Yeah.
Dude, gold star.
So our goal the first year was the mayor of Merced, and then 6 months later it was like we got to get GB on. We got GB on. Then dope as YOLO. And
wow,
LaRussell is one of ours, dude. So thank you so much for being here.
I love it,
dude. So why don't you introduce yourself for people who may not know who you are?
I'm LaRussell, rap star, entrepreneur, businessman. Yeah, you're right. About to say something wild.
Go ahead.
Neighborhood superhero. That kind of sums it up.
Dude, we're big fans of you, and just the way that you're coming at it is like so different than.
How'd you find me?
I found you in 2020 through one of your garage sessions when you guys started doing performances in the garage, and that's like the very first time I was like, dude, what is this? Like I was just like what is this? And then I kept seeing you just over and over and over again. I forget. Which there was one first video, and then I got hooked on all your garage sessions.
Love it.
It was just like from there. I've been, and then your what is it? The your guys' Friday talks.
Free game Friday,
dude. Dude, you have so much knowledge. So is it Tieta? I read it on Instagram name. That's why I'm
Tieta.
Okay, thank you, dude. I love all the knowledge and the facts that you guys spit at people, dude. It's just I love how open you guys are with it. And so how did that kind of come? Like you know what I mean? Like how did your like little empire kind of start, you know?
Man, it's been a long journey, a lot of steps. It started with me just kind of filling every role that I needed around myself. I wanted music videos, so I went and got a camera and started shooting them. I used to do cover art and take pictures and album covers for everybody from around the way. I used to mix people's songs. We used to come to my crib and record. Like I've always just been kind of in the music scene in Vallejo, you know, and I don't know. There's not like one finite step to this. As I start building, I just kept needing things. As you grow, you need more things. Mm-hmm. And as I needed those things, I either invested in them and got them or found some homies who had it who could help me. Yeah. And it became all this.
Dude, well, I saw you back there with the sound equipment today and doing, I was like, dude, this guy, like, you know, every,
man,
you've been involved in every aspect of
right.
it. Yeah, dude, I was like, okay. And then as soon as like something happened, I was like, that sounds way better right now.
Tight.
Yeah, dude. And so you've gotten involved in like I feel like so many different things, and I mean I kind of want to touch on like Good Company. I love the name, or Good Company, you know what I mean, but I love the names. Where did that name come from? How do you guys think of it?
I literally just, there's a saying I say, your mama say you judge by the company you keep. Mm-hmm. And that saying was kind of just living in my head for a bit, and it just, I don't really sometimes the ideas just come. It just be kind of random. It don't even have like a deep basis. Pennies is like, you know, very undervalued. I thought that, you know, it's funny that when people are walking, if it's a dollar on the ground, they'll stop and pick it up. But if it's a penny, you'll just keep walking past it. And I feel like that's a kind of dope underdog story.
No, that is. That is. And that's why whenever I look at the name and then just like what you guys do with the platform and highlighting artists, that's like, Like we're, I was talking earlier, just like it's so cool because that's like what we're trying to do for the Central Valley.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
man.
What you're doing.
Thanks. Thank you, dude. And it's just it's cool, dude. It's just like everything's coming to fruition. Like this podcast is just. You know, like somebody's put you in the direction to the next person, and then each person you meet, it just feels like we get a new energy. We're recharging every single time we talk to somebody.
Dope.
And it just keeps leading us to things that we never thought like we could do, especially in Merced. It's like you were saying, you didn't really know of Merced at all until Mali, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but right? You don't have a reason to. There's no like product being outsourced from here to mm-hmm. what people would know. So the fact that people are now coming to the fact that I performed in Merced,
dude,
crazy.
Trust me, I was
thank you so much. That's some dope shit.
Yeah.
Shout out GB. That's some dope shit.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, dude. It was so cool seeing you, dude. Seeing you perform up there, I got some dope ass videos of you too.
That's right. Dude. That's right.
And then something I kind of want to talk about. So I'm going to be a dad in 3 months, and I just kind of wanted your take on fatherhood, and just because I know that. You had a child pretty early on, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So kind of just touch on that.
How excited are you?
Dude, I'm pretty
it?
Excited. It's me and my wife's first child. It's a little baby girl. We're going to name her Izzy.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, man.
You got it. that's literally the difference between being a great dad and not being a great dad. Yeah. Are you excited to be a dad?
Yeah.
And just... The light that just came in his mouth, bro, you got it.
Thank you, man.
You got it. That's the big difference. You feel me? Like, people who aren't dads and aren't in their kids' lives mm-hmm. just don't, they don't have that excitement about it.
Yeah,
you feel
me? Mm-hmm. I always like to ask, like, now that I'm becoming a dad, I always ask people how you prepare, and everyone's kind of says the same thing. It's just like,
yeah, man. Yeah, mine was early. So my preparation was... not much preparation at all. I was winging life at that point. You feel me? So, my preparation wasn't at all that great then, but I learned and I mm-hmm. grew and navigated, and it's so dope, man. I got a dope child, and she has a dope father, so it's cool.
Dope dad, dude. Yeah, that's for fucking sure, dude. And then what I kind of want to talk about is just, I don't know, I just love, like, the way that you guys are doing it, like how so much is in-house, like in how you talk about, like even you can sell to your fans percentages like of your songs and things like that. And so it's almost like stock market for your music. You know what I mean? Where did that idea come from?
Another random spur moment. We be having conversations, just really in-depth convos. Sometimes it don't even be that. We just chilling and we're just brainstorming. Like, you know, once one idea come in, then another person time, and it's just back and forth. And the stock, the gold cards were all just like spur of the moment ideas, and we like, how can we execute this so we could do it tomorrow? I think that's what been like an important thing with me. I'm like, we got to do it immediately. Or it's gone. Man, I was reading, Rick Rubin has a book. Uh-huh. And he was saying in a book.
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
I've only
he
read
was saying
back.
In the book how if you don't execute your ideas, don't be surprised to see them in the world mm-hmm. after. And you're like, oh, that was my idea.
And it's, he said it's just the timing. Like, it's the time for that idea. And so if you don't take the action on it,
it's not even your idea. It's just time for this specific idea to happen.
Yeah, the way he was explaining that was like, it's time for that idea.
Dope.
And you could have had that idea before, but...
Right.
Somebody could have had the action on it.
Come on, that's like Rick Rubin?
Yeah, dude. Well, that's like we were saying, like when I was saying the whole Central Valley Sessions, I was like, oh, it'd be cool if somebody did that. I was like, wait, why don't we do that? Mm-hmm. And it's like, our first ones were all, it's like, dude, everyone's afraid that, it's like, yeah, your first one's going to be shitty of everything, dude.
Right. Of everything.
Yeah.
Even your first sandwich sucks.
Yeah.
Like, your first everything is ass.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is, it's horrible.
No, exactly. That's what I try to tell people. And I think I was afraid of failure. Dude, our first podcast, a big-ass water bottle is in focus the whole time, and we're just blurred behind it. And like, but we still put it out, you know what I mean? It was just like, hey, like,
right.
We got to just keep on,
we're
like,
learning.
Going. And
because
if I would have tried to, if you try to figure everything out before you do it, you'll never start.
You can't even figure everything out before you do it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
That's the thing, bro. Experience trumps everything. Exactly. You just have to go do it.
Exactly. And then I'll still do things like we had a guest in here. I left the manual focus on. We're just blurry the whole time too. And it's just like I have to give myself some ease because it's like this is just like our passion project. Like Duffy's like a full time farmer, and then I do videography.
No
full-time.
Fucking way.
Yeah. Almond farmer.
Are you serious? Almond farmer.
Yeah.
Who raps,
bro? No way. It's out here. Like your almond farm.
Yeah. Like 15 minutes away.
Wow. How did you decide on that?
Oh, it's in the family.
Wow, y'all got a family of almond niggas.
I've never put it like that, but yeah.
The nut family. That is great. That's fucking crazy.
I want to brand it called
I've never
These
met
nuts.
An almond farmer. I've never met an almond farmer.
Yeah, dude, you got
only in Central Valley.
Dude, you got to come out when the almond blossoms are going and do like a music video out there.
It's
or
a
something.
Flower?
Yeah, yeah.
It will be. It is like when it in like April.
In April.
And then, almonds and of flowers.
Look up the like
dude, we got to come to the almond farm.
Dude, the blooms are crazy. Like I'm not like it's like
I've never seen an almond.
Oh, dude, just
before
do a whole,
being picked.
Yeah, like all those ones right there. Like the whole Yeah, that one on the right. The whole fields are like that.
Wow.
So he has orchards,
and
so it's rose.
Almond in there?
Yeah, that little yellow part in between like the middle of the pink part, that becomes the almond.
Aren't those called something, those flowers? In like Chinese tradition?
The cherry blossom?
Oh, the cherry blossoms.
Is that what those are?
No, that's on the cherry trees, but okay. they we got some around here.
Right, that would make sense. Cherry blossoms, cherry
they
trees.
They look very similar, So
what is that, an almond blossom?
Mm-hmm. Try to do the orchards, like to show them like how the whole orchards are freaking.
When they bloom?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, and this is just a family business?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a
yeah,
big...
Yeah, so it looks like that Whoa. When you're out. So
we got to.
Dude, yeah,
we
yeah.
We have to.
I know
we
just the place.
To. Yeah, yeah.
I know just the place. Either run or... Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
You know what would be a dope live session there? Poozie's I Pray. I keep my head up when I'm out, but all white tuxedo.
Oh, dude.
Look, we're going to get right.
Call me in April.
We're going to get right. Have y'all had Poozie up here?
No, we haven't.
Are you familiar?
No, I'm not. No. Where's he from?
Look him up. Oakland. No, Oakland, but we're going to bring him. We're going to bring him. We got to get that done.
Yeah, yeah.
How do I spell that?
P-O-O $IE. Look at that. A good company session.
Hell oh, yeah. Boom. Right there at
Number
the top,
one.
Dude. Dude.
I love
so
it.
That's so awesome, dude.
But yeah, check Poozie.
Dude. Poozie. Okay, yeah. I'll get him. Yeah,
he's another one like me and Mally mm-hmm. when it's just like you need life rap and, mm-hmm. and soul mm-hmm. and like the hip hop you love.
Yeah, dude. That's awesome, Poozie. Dude. Poozie. All right, we're getting Poozie too. Dude, that yeah, yeah. But yeah, Duffy's freaking awesome. Duffy makes music too. He's
music and almonds,
dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll send you his stuff, dude. It's so good. Oh, dude.
I used to have an office job, but they wouldn't let me make music, and I was like, it's way more free out in the fields. When it gets
said
hot,
no one ever.
Said no nigga ever. Hey, it's slaves in a grave right now. Like, what did he just say? What did he say? Did he just say what I think he said?
I think I need to rephrase.
Cancel. Duffy is canceled. We're live from the Cancel Valley podcast.
Oh, that's
what
so
the
funny.
Fuck? That's great. That's great.
So do you design some of your shirts too? Because you said you were like graphic designer.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So I did all of my, it's funny, all of my first merch designs when we first started selling merch, I designed myself. My daughter's mom, Yaya, designed like the Good Company logo you see mm-hmm. today. That hella tease. So, but
dude,
yeah, I started
sick.
Off doing it.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That's like, because our symbol's like this pine and palm right here.
Tight.
Just because that's like, if you go down 99, which is the worst freeway in the world, there's a pine and a palm tree planted right in the middle. So that represents the middle of California.
That's like the staple of the city?
Of like the Central Valley area, basically. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's in Madera, so they call it Mad Town, but...
Mad Town.
There's a lot
you know
of M towns though. There's like Madera.
You know where I'm from? Mad Town. We don't get happy. We don't get excited. We mad.
Exactly. And okay, when did you start wearing the cowboy hat, and how did that come to be? Because I felt like just like I was a big fan of your Garage Justin's Backyard Performances, and then one day you just started wearing the hat all the time.
We went to Austin, Texas. First, I did South by Southwest with United Masters in Austin, Texas. And I was on stage, and the guy had a hat. And I was like, throw me that hat. Can I have it? And he gave it to me. And I put that bitch on, and I just felt like, you know.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
You feel me? And after that, the next day, we end up going to the Houston Rodeo. And at the rodeo, you got to get a hat. And I just found one that just felt, it was just the one I have today. This is from the Houston Rodeo. This is history.
Dude, that's
It's been
sick.
Through a lot with me.
Uh-huh.
Man, well, this was my first one.
I saw you guys. So I came back and I was like, I was filming it for GB for his Instagram. Like my way of giving back was just, I'll just film the event for GB for free.
Sorry.
And I was filming you guys were playing catch with the football, but I didn't know it was you guys. And I was like, man, that looks like LaRussell's hat over there. And I just kept on like following you guys back and forth. And I was like, oh shit, that is LaRussell right there. And dude, me and my friends, everywhere we fucking go, we like if we're on a plane, no matter where, we always bring a football with us because we always play three flags.
Dope.
Up.
Dope.
This podcast is brought to you by Blaker Brewing, the official beer of the podcast. Located in Atwater and Ceres, this brewery offers not only delicious tasting beer, but great events that bring the whole community together. They have goat yoga, people. Yes, I said that right. They have yoga where goats jump on your back. And they also have a tons of other events coming up. And if you want to check out more, you can go to their Instagram, at Blaker Brewing, or their other Instagram, at Blaker Tarmac. Thank you again, Blaker. I truly appreciate it. This podcast is brought to you by Crybaby Wine. Proudly located in Fresno, Crybaby Wine offers you your favorite delicious tasting wines like Chardonnay, Cabernet, and everything in between. Not only do they have these great tasting wines, but they also have delicious de-alcoholized CBD wine. Infused with CBD and CBG, these wines help reduce anxiety and alleviate stress. You can find their products at crybabywine.com, and if you live in Fresno County, you'll receive free delivery. Once again, check them out at crybabywine.com and follow them on Instagram at crybabywinecalifornia. Use CVP, yes, that's right, use the code CVP to get a percentage off of your next order, you guys. Once again, use code CVP. Thanks again, Crybaby. This podcast is brought to you by Connor Manufacturing Incorporated. They are a local family-owned and operated machine shop that services the Central Valley and beyond. They specialize in complex parts using the state-of-the-art manufacturing processes. Now, if you are interested in using their services, you can send all RFQs through their website at www.connormfg.com. Once again, if you're interested in their services, please send all RFQs through their website at www.connormfg.com. Also, make sure to follow them on Instagram, Connor_MFG. Once again, that's at @CONOUR_MFG. Thanks again, Sean. Dude, Duffy, do you have anything you want to ask LaRussell? You said earlier.
Yeah. I mean, like, oh, man, now I'm caught up. I like your ideas, like how you did the pay as much as you want at Momo's Cafe, or right. Like the offer based tickets. Did that come just kind of like as another idea, like you were saying earlier?
Spur of the moment.
Nice.
But a lot of the ideas are like one idea comes and we have to do it. And after we do it, we're like, oh shit, you got to do it like this now. Like I did. First, I did a bunch of, like, proud-to-pay shows before I did offer-based where you could just pay at the door or whatever. But I start noticing some people want to pay more, but they had a fucking door with 100 people in line behind them. So they don't want to pull out a few hundred. So I was like, we need to create a system where people could pay in their own comfort and really pay whatever they feel is worth. And, man, it's been a great decision so far. I love it. I love seeing offers that's reflective of, like, I know certain offers, I'm like, man, this person is like, I know he's going to be the one in the crowd. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But it's really dope because you just get to see how people feel or what they're going through. Some people can only pay a dollar. And you feel me? They still put it in. Like, sometimes if something's a dollar, like, someone wouldn't even put it in just because they don't want to be the guy that pay a dollar. But some people is like, I'm giving this nigga my last dollar.
Yeah, you feel me?
So it's dope. It's dope to see the offers come in and different regions, how different regions mess with you. You feel me? The price fluctuate depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm. And is that, so yeah, when you're going around, are you like ever like surprised? Like, oh shit, like I didn't know I got fans over here versus.
Shit, everywhere. everywhere, honestly. Oklahoma City was one where it was like, wow, this is fucking... And I think it was a weekday, too, and it was last minute that I announced it. It was like, no fucking way. That's a great one. Omaha is a great one. I love the places that are like kind of off the radar that know I exist. Merced.
Yeah. I was wondering if that was one of them.
Dude, that's so cool. That's
do y'all
so
have cool. venues out here?
We actually have a two that, and I think that it's just like no one's used them for their potential. It's like there's kind of, so we have one that's called the Mainzer, and it's a little more low key, but it was just recently renovated. There's like $500,000 stage, light show, everything. Ooh. It's pretty dope. And then there's, but no one like, the thing is with the Central Valley, it's like just now people are starting to try to put on stuff. But for a long time, I felt like no one was.
Y'all should
to
do a
anything.
Show with, yeah. With a mix of different artists that came on mm-hmm. y'all shit because y'all are all connected to them now.
Yeah.
Y'all should do that.
That would be
and
sick.
And y'all, y'all have the name, you know, like people are familiar.
We have actually been talking. Like one of our goals, like it's just like, see, we have a million goals and we just write them down and then it's so hard to act on any of them. But we just got to be proactive. But one of them is like we've been wanting to do a concert because we've met so many cool different artists.
Y'all met some great artists.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of that, how do you find like balance between like it seems like you're always go. You always got like things that you're putting out or like working with so many different artists and like I don't know how you keep it together, man. Like I try to keep a calendar and I just keep forgetting about the calendar.
Right.
Like
I don't right. Same.
It's impressive.
I work off a Google Calendar mm-hmm. and a Tieta and a Millie. You know, and those things kind of get me where I need to be. But I'm really proactive. Like, if you email, I'm more than likely the one who's going to respond to
it. Yeah, I mean, that's why I emailed
you. Like,
all
of my bookings and everything. I'm pretty direct. I mean, my, I don't know. I just, I wake up and do it. Yeah. Some shit get done, some shit don't get done. You feel me?
Yeah. Dude, that's so cool. And then, so you used to go by, it's Tota, right?
Tota,
yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Because I forget what song it was, but it was a very Bay Area feel song that I fucking used to love when I used to listen to that.
Dude. 2020. So, you found it in 2020.
2020, yeah. That's like when I found it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so why did you switch the name from Tota to LaRussell?
LaRussell,
just your real name?
Yeah, okay, LaRussell cool. was my real name. Yeah. Hey, someone asked me today, he was like, what's your name? And I told him, and he was like, what's your real name? And I was like, why would you think that's not, you think this is shit I would just make up for a rap name?
Yeah, like, just a normal name?
But,
Because you were doing that for, how long were you Tota?
Yeah,
or under the name Tota?
I've been Tota since I was... in high school, like just
and even doing the other stuff, like you're saying, you would be Tota kind of.
Yep, exactly. Like, man, I was helping break artists early and manage and write songs all as Tota. Just that was just my nickname mm-hmm. through life.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
where'd that come from?
Life growing up.
I just curious their story or something.
Yeah, but I made an album. Called Silence Won't Save You that was like really, really dear to me. And I felt like it was my first album that was like, here's my life.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And I just needed to do it as LaRussell and just be, mm-hmm. you know, standing who I am. So it was dope.
That's awesome. And so how did you link up with Mally? Like, how did you find...
Tieta put me on to Mally. Tieta, and that's the best way for me to find music for it to come through somebody. When I used to do the GC Live sessions... a good 60-70% was through reference. Like, I'll do one, and then it's like, oh, they fuck with it. And then the rest was, like, me on Instagram. But usually it got to come through somebody for me to really give it an ear. Mm-hmm. And she had played me Hood Cry by Mally.
Yeah.
We was on the road, and I was like, who is this nigga?
Yeah.
I had hit him that day. I was like, bro, you got to come down to my house, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I just needed to get him it's different. Mally's one of those that he's a generational talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
He's a generational talent. Like, the next gen, their guy is going to be a Mally.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anyone his age and above that sound and feel and got his energy. You feel me? Like, he gets it,
dude,
and he's really skilled.
Yeah, and when he raps, I'm like, dude, you have, like, so much wisdom. You're so wise. And, like, and then
he's
I was like,
he's an old-ass man.
Yeah.
No, for real. He's
like
an old-ass man.
I was like, and you're 16 or 17 right now, Mally? I was
bro.
Like, but when he speaks, you know what I mean? Like
man,
it just, like,
you know, it, man, what I've learned, like, the universe speaks through you, right? Like, sometimes it's not even necessarily your words or your will in getting these songs. Like, I write a lot of verses, and I'll go back and listen to the songs later, and I'll be like, what the fuck? Sometimes the universe just speaks through you. Like, there's a story that needs to be told and a message that needs to be delivered, and it chooses certain people to come through, and, man, he's got it.
Yeah,
he's
dude,
one of those that comes through.
Dude, he does. And, yeah, dude, because we did, like, six or seven of his songs, and it's so crazy because, like, you're thinking that it's just like a one take, but it sounds like it's just the fucking, like, it's the song.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's just a story.
Yeah, and he takes you there and plays. And that's why I really like GB, too, is, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, hood rap in this area, but, like, I like when people, like, tell stories, you know what I mean? And paint me the picture. Let me take me there. And, like, that's the one thing that stuck out with GB is every single one of his songs. It's, like, he's taking you on a journey and a story. Like, you could actually go there and, like, dude. And it's, like, even there's a song I even told when I had him on the podcast. There's a song, Gang Members, and it's just, like, he's talking about how, like, they're his best friends. And it's just a perspective that, like, I never even thought about, you know what I mean? Mm. And it was just, like, how, like, they'll just die for each other, but it's like they're brothers, you know what I mean? But he painted a picture that I was like, oh shit, like,
right.
When you look at it that way, it's like,
sometimes when you put an overarching title on things, you remove the humanity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you remove the humanity, it's easier to treat people a certain way. Like when people say that someone was a slave versus enslaved, you create two different dynamics. Like, no one was a slave, but humans were enslaved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? But when you make someone a slave as this thing, you remove the human part of it because it's a thing now, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we do with, like, gang members. When you say gang members, right, it narrows it down so much that you remove the human for it. You think it's just niggas outside shooting each other over color. Mm-hmm. But it's like humans who had human experiences and trauma and don't know how to, you know, move about.
Dude, exactly, dude. I just can't believe that you're here. I'm being completely real. Sorry, dude. I'm a little. I know, dude.
An hour in, we're just like, right. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. You would think we would get over it by now, but no,
that's
we've been talking
beautiful.
About it,
that's
dude.
Beautiful. Your energy coming into this has been great, and you've been consistent, but not annoyingly consistent.
Yeah, I was trying to walk that line,
you
bro.
You breathe, but you still pushed your line. Like, hey. Don't forget about it.
I was like, hey. He was like, he's walking away. What do we do? I was like, I'm gonna say hi to GB and then just be like, hey, man, we feel like and that's the thing, it's like
he's walking away, what do we do?
I was like, you gotta do the talk and I'm starstruck.
we would like
excuse me.
That's so dope. That's beautiful. Russell, man, you have Splash. Splash is a part of the team because he found me early and he pushed his line. Like he didn't do it. He was diligent. Like,
yeah, exactly.
He chose to still push that line. Sometimes you have to get yourself in a position to make. If you wanted to happen,
because
nigga, I was for sure gonna go home. I was gonna hit you like I'll just do it next time.
Dude. Thank you, dude. I was like, when's the next time he's gonna come to Merced, man?
He's not going back to Merced.
I was gonna be like, hey man. I was like, if you didn't do this, I'm like, hey man, we will drive to you. We just want to talk, dude. That's all we want, man. We just look up to you because, like, the next thing I want to do with, like, the whole Central Valley podcast is just, like, me and Duffy, it's like, a cool team, but we have to, like, build it out more just because it's a lot of work. And it's – people think it's just talking or that it's just, like, camera, but, like, we do – like, I'm a videographer. So, like, when you're saying earlier that people kind of – like, you just feel like – I feel like sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just pressing all these buttons behind the scenes and then sometimes, like – A project comes out. Like, I did a documentary for GB about him opening up, like, a shoe store and stuff like that.
It's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Yeah. It's
when
on one
send
of it's one,
me that.
Okay, it's one of his Thizzler ones.
I love a good doc.
Yeah. So, mini documentaries are my favorite thing to do. Or just documentaries in general, dude. It's just, if I
you
could
should,
do that.
You should come do one for a Pergola show.
Dude, look, I'm so down.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. God, LaRussell, goddamn. I'm like a fucking child right now.
Dude.
Oh, I gotta show you. I gotta send you our Boats and Bros. Me and Duffy.
Oh, jeez.
So what?
So you know Boats and Hoes and Step Brothers,
right?
So there's this thing called we did a parody called Boats and Bros, where we're like on our friend's boat, and we do ridiculous promos for this podcast. If you go to our Instagram, it's like fucking nonsense, okay? But it's like they've gotten better and better and better. And so we went on my friend's boat and we did a whole Boats and Bros, and we just wrapped it. It's all about like we rap about Fresno, Merced, Modesto, like it's just fucking. I don't know. It's just ridiculous, but I got to show
y'all,
you some
y'all
of our stuff.
Are humans, and you're enjoying your life, and you get to be free, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's
you
the thing.
You get to be creative.
Yeah, because I was going to be a teacher, like, originally. I went to school to be a teacher. Like, I went to school for far too long, like 8 years. You would think I'd have my doctorate.
To
you
be
know
a
what
teacher?
I mean? No, I mean, I just fucked around for four or five years, and then I was like, I got to get my degree in the quickest thing, and it was educational
hilarious.
Studies.
Yeah. The quickest thing was teaching these kids. That'd be the worst, because when you meet one of those teachers who you know just did this because this was the quickest shit, you're like, bro, I fucking hate him. Or you like, bro, he the nigga, but you're not really learning nothing in there. Dude, you're like, that's my dog.
Yeah,
but
Mr. Daly's class is hella easy. We don't learn
right?
anything.
Dude, he passes everyone.
I was a sub for 5 years for high school students.
Wow.
And like through that, I kind of realized that like I was like, this ain't for me, honestly.
Right.
But I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then like randomly, I found a video that was like, make a video about your dream job. We made a whole video and everything, me and my buddy. I mean, it wasn't what I'm doing now, you know what I mean? But that just... what is my dream job? That one question kind of just made me think, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And it was just like, I kind of like camera. So I picked up a camera in 2019. And then now I'm doing a full-time videography. And it just like blows my mind, dude. Because I'm like, it was just like kind of like I got to 26. And I was like, okay, now or never. If I'm going to do something else. I graduated. I got to figure out. And I always wanted to do film school and stuff. And then when I was talking to my parents, it was just like, they're like, oh, I don't know. And it was like, I mean, I get it kind of like they right. weren't like telling me, don't do it. But they just kind of like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, oh, all right.
There's no assurance in it.
Yeah, exactly. And then
right?
I used to care like what
in your mama's basement. Yeah, in your mama's basement. For real.
So you were doing video and stuff too?
Man, I did everything.
Everything. But
everything. Photography, videography, graphic design, mixing, mastering, everything, every role, pressing merch, everything, every role possible.
Yeah. I really like your, I don't know if that's called something, but your music video where it's like the same angle, but then you just have people popping up over
talk
and over.
Talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it. Dude, I fucking love that one.
Come on.
Dude, that one's like, just because I'm
shout old. Out, Yacy.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, dude, it's so great having you guys here. You guys make me happy, dude.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. How often do you meet people that you say that to?
You know,
it's happened a few times through this, but I mean, like, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, it's pretty rare.
Dope.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, but through the podcast, it's just...
I mean, but you're an almond farmer, so a lot of things probably make you happy. I feel like almond farming is like a simple life.
It's It's hard work, but it's pretty simple.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Almond farmer.
Yeah. I
just start early, end early, and then start working on
audio. Have
you
been doing that since you was a kid?
Yeah, since I was a kid. And then I was like a county worker, and then I was an engineer, and then I just saw what they were doing, and I was like, man, I want to get into this media space. And so I didn't like my job anyways. The military was pretty scary, and so I just... so
that's crazy.
I came back to the farm.
But Duffy mixes and masters. Like, he does all the Central Valley Live sessions. He does all the audio for the podcast, and just he records people and stuff like that, and then
Come on.
Do video stuff. Yeah.
Come on.
So it's a nice little yin and yang we got going on over here. Yeah.
Right? Necessary.
Yeah, exactly. Dude,
everyone plays their role.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and there are weeks when it's like, hey, like, we got to edit this podcast by tomorrow, dude. Dude, and so we have, like, sponsors and stuff, too, through, like, I just reach out to local businesses and, like, real estate agents and people like that. And it's just, like...
What does that entail? Like, if someone sponsors...
It's, like, right now it's, like, $100 a month, right? And we do 3 episodes per month, and we give them an ad read. In the middle of the podcast, there'll be an ad read at some point, 30 seconds, talking about their business. And then also in the bio on YouTube, in the bio on our Spotify and Apple Podcast links, all their information is right there as well.
Wow.
And it's just like, we were trying to think like, hey, what's doable? And then it kind of caught my eye because like when you go to a grocery store, you see like, or like on a golf course or anywhere, you just see like people who pay for like their name in a grocery cart, right? And I'm like, okay, like
this podcast is brought to you by Delta Farms Trucking. They have been serving the Central Valley region for over 50 years, specializing in ag transportation and hay sales. They understand the importance of reliable transportation services within the ag industry, along with the vital role that high-quality hay plays in livestock. With their expertise in both areas, they strive to provide comprehensive solutions that meet the needs of both ag and dairy farmers. Call Spencer Vieira today at Delta Farms Trucking at 209-761-1465. Once again, that's 209-761-1465. Thanks again, Spencer. This podcast is brought to you by Thor. No, not the God of Thunder. The dude who does tattoos in Merced. Now, if you're in the Central Valley area and you're looking to get a tattoo, look no further than this dude right here. He's a versatile artist that specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company. And if you'd like to make an appointment with him, the best thing you can do is follow him on Instagram. That's at underscore T-H-O-R-E-E-E-E-E. That's at underscore Thor with five E's. You click the link in the bio and that is exactly how you make the appointment. So thank you again, Thor, and please go check him out. If I'm doing something for the community, who wouldn't want to tie their name to that? You know what I mean? Especially if I'm doing it in a way that like hasn't really been done in the area before. So it just kind of that kind of sparked it. And then it was just my buddy. He's a real estate agent. And he was just like, he came on the podcast because I was talking to him. And he's like, oh, and I was telling him kind of, I was like, oh, I don't know how I do it. And he's like, I'll be your first sponsor, man. He's like, let me be sponsor. And he's sponsored to this day, a year and a half later, dude. Or maybe Incredible. 2 years, dude.
Incredible.
Yeah. So shout out to you, Marcus. I appreciate it,
Come
man.
Come on, Marcus.
We're sorry. We're still going. He thought this was going to end.
Yeah,
quick.
I kept telling him. We kept saying, Marcus was like, fuck, these guys are still going. Like,
that's
hilarious. I thought they were going to just fucking. Like,
that's fucking hilarious. Bit, tied to 100 a month. Can't get out the subscription.
You can't find it on Apple,
that's
man.
That's hilarious.
But he did say, listen, I'm grandfathered in for you guys. Okay? And I'm like, yes, you are. You're grandfathered in. Like, your price will never raise. You're fucking, you got in early, man.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
People like him is so necessary to journey, because it sometimes it be that spark, like, wow, I can do this.
Exactly. It
That's
was like, wow, you're willing to like in, because I remember I used to have two sponsors for like 6 months. I was like, this is crazy. Like, two people wanna, and then someone would like or sometimes I would just do it because like it's just like if I liked someone's business, it's like, dude, I want to promote this person right now. Or like, we have a brewery I do events for, and so it's like every time I do an ad read for them, I'm promoting what events they got coming up. So if it's a country concert, it's a rock concert,
so
or whatever.
So it's shit that you're actually connected to.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff through the podcast. Like, some people are like, why do I post? Like, it'll be like a video work I do, but it's like I'll post it for like, me and Blake will do a collaboration or whatever on my Central Valley podcast page, because for a long time I struggled with like, I do video, but it doesn't fit on my podcast page, but I also do, you know what I mean? Like, and then at the end of the day, I was just like, honestly, I'm going to start posting what I want to post. And
come on,
it started growing a lot more that way when I started doing that. And it's just funny, like, some stuff will do well, some stuff won't. And it is what it is, dude.
That's how it is.
It's just a fucking playing the lottery every time, dude. Because
that's all. But it's different from the lottery, because the more you do it, the more you increase your chance. The lottery, you can do it as much as you want. Your chances do not fucking increase.
Yeah, you get better.
The odds are the same.
But with
this shit, the more you do it, the more the odds are in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so it's just, it's cool because like, this thing has already become something more than we thought it. Like, we were in my room, dude, like with the fucking water bottle in focus for 4 episodes. You know what I mean? Me and Duffy were like getting drunk, nervous, and it's just me and him on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Sweating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just so y'all nervous. Two sweating.
Yeah.
Eating almonds.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But, dude, I just want to thank you for your time, LaRussell. Thank you so much for coming on, for blessing us with a Central Valley session. And I just look forward to doing a little mini documentary at the pergola.
Yeah. Come on.
Dude,
I'll bring almonds.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Shout out Duffy. Shout out Micah.
This is it. Central Valley Podcast.
Hey, big shout out Central Valley Podcast. You know I had to fuck with it. Hey, shout out Central Valley Podcast.